Here, we begin this week, Parshas Bereishis. Torah begins, Bereishis Bara Elohim, Esha Shamayim Veto Arts. So I'd like to do a piece in the Noam Elimelech on this pasuk. So the Noam Elimelech quotes a pasuk in Tehillim on page 3, Tehillim Yud Aleph. Ki tzadik Hashem tzedako sohev yoshar yechazu fanemo. So literally, as you look in the Metzudas, tzedakos ish tzedakos yohev, Hashem likes a man who's a tzadik, ish yoshar Hashem likes as well. So the Noam Elimelech says a fascinating thing here on page 6. A lot of different things, so we should look inside. Yivuar al derech zeh nachdim mefarsh ha-posuk ki tzadik Hashem tzedako sohev ha-perish kachu hinei ne-roim derech b'nei odom ha-dover she-ish lem kvar. So one thing he says, human nature is if you have something already, then you're not excited about it, because you have it. You get excited about things you don't have and you're yearning to get. Things that you have already. So even for somebody else it might be, but you have it already. Ki tzadik Hashem tzedako sohev, peyosh, kachu hineinu roim derech b'nei odom, hadover sheyesh lehem kvar, einu chaviv b'neihem. They're looking for something that they don't have, that's outside, they still want to get. Aval haboyrei baruchu enokei. Aval pi shetzadik Hashem behold rochav. Even though Hashem is tzadik, so he has tzidkus in him. V'nosin tzedaka l'chol basar. He's constantly doing tzedaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Hashem is excited about the tzedakah that we do. Even though you'd say, why is Hashem excited about tzedakah? He does tzedakah all the time. But that's tzadik Hashem. So you might think, so he's not excited about tzedakah. He, because that's something part of him. Afalpikein tzedakah sahid. That he loves
million
times, but still he's excited about our tzedakah.
O yomar ki tzadik Hashem nidei abor baruch yochid b'midosov shekol midosov hu etzlo yisbarach achdus gomor nechdo am kol echad cholok b'midosov.
So that's the first pshat. Now he's going to give another pshat in the pasuk ki tzadik Hashem tzedakah sohev, and then that pshat he's going to tie into the pasuk Bereishis bara Elokim Esha Shamayim Veto Arts. So he says a gewaltige thing. He says, Apel here in the third, sixth line, Apel Pisha Boris Baruch Yochid Bitzit Kosho, Fakol Achtos Gomer Etzlo, Apel Pikein Tzedako Sohev, Ratzalom Kol Miei Tzedako Sohev, Mkabel Mitano Apel Pisha Kol Echa Nosin Tzedako Bibchinoso. In other words, you might think HaKadosh Baruch Hu only likes the high level mitzvahs when you do it with, you know, but the low level mitzvahs, the answer is any type of tzedakah you give, if it's lishma, low lishma, but you did something good, even though it's not the highest, he likes all types of tzedakahs. Yesha kavnozo l'shamayim levad l'man shemo yuzbarach v'yesha mechavnim l'tovosan afo pikel mikabo mehem pikol bitok shalol lishma bol lishma v'zeo tzedakah sohev v'oshan rabim. Show me tana kol minei tzedakos.
That's why I was just talking to somebody before, Rabbi Mendelsohn, we were talking. Some people have the attitude, all or nothing. If I'm not going to do perfect, then it doesn't do anything. No, we don't say all or nothing. We say it's good to be on a higher level, but if not, then you do what you can do. So all types of stock aside. Tzadik Hashem, stock aside, all levels. And he says, that's pshat. Bereishis bar lukim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. Shezeh ha-oved l'shem shamayim hu b'china shamayim. In other words, if you oved Hashem l'shem shamayim l'shma, that's the b'china of shamayim. But oved shalo l'shma hu b'china es ha-aretz. Es ha-kol bar yisbarach. Hashem created everything. B'chol ritzono. Whereas Hashem created, there's going to be some people who are going to do shamayim. They're on shamayim levels. Some people are aretz levels. But he was boring all of it. And he's machshiv all of it. Zeh mefarsh va'aretz ha'isosoh. Perish. Aval pi she'ovid shalosh shema he ma'agreed l'shvela. Even though aretz is sohu. Sohu is a low level. Aval pi kein chavitz bo yisbarach. Natam omar ha'kosuv ruach lokim rachefes al panei ha'mayim. Avderach te'isu v'medrash ruchu shal mashiach. Ratzolom k'sheyovo mashiach ya'kol masukah. And everything will be on a higher level. But Bereishis Bara Elokim, Hashem creates the higher midas and the lower midas. And we shouldn't just say, if I can't get to the highest mida, then it's not worth it. Okay. So we have two pshatim in the Noam Elimelech. I mean, the two pshatim are in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Only the second pshat he ties into Bereishis Bara Elokim. So one pshat is, Stokas Ahev means Hashem, even though he's the bigger tzaddik, he still gets excited about our tzidkus, whereas normally a human being, if I have something, I have it already. So you show me your thing, I don't get excited, but I have it already. I know about it. Been there, have it, you know, done that, been there. You know, but Hashem is excited with all tzaddikus. And the other thing is, gracious, that tzaddikus have all types of levels of tzaddikus, and that's gracious Molochim, and so Shemayim, the Shemayim Dikah levels and the Oretz Dikah levels. But then there's another pasuk in the end of Bereishis. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam, page 7, v'aretz, kol yetzer machshavos libo rakra kol hayom. Hashem says the person has bad machshavos. So he's having shtikl charata. He's upset. He says, "Vayom Hashem mches adam Hashem rasi mal pnei adam mi adam ad behem ad remes vovol shomayim ki nichamti ki asisim." So what's his idea? Why is Hashem nichamti ki asisim? You know, he says the people are bad machshavos ki nichamti ki asisim. So there's a pshat from the Rebbe Reb Shmelke of Nicholsburg. He says like this on page 16, page 11, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Famous Gemara, page 11. Erev in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, page 11. Tad Rabbanim Shtei Shonim Umechze Nechelku Beishamay Beshil. Hallo omim noch lo lodom shelo nivra, Yosef misha nivra. Hallo omim noch lo lodom shelo nivra, Yosef misha lo nivra. There's a machlok, is it better that we should have been created or not created? So nimnu v'gomru, noch lo lodom shelo nivra. That noch shelo nivra. Akshav she nivra, yifash pesh b'masa, ramalim yimash pesh b'masa. So literally, nimnu v'gomru normally means we took a vote. Right, we took a vote. The different Rabbanim are arguing Noach Losha Nivra, Noach Losha No Nivra. They took a vote. And what was the vote? Noach Losha Nivra. So the Marsha has another pshat. Marsha and Makis on page 12 says Yosef, the Arab Yosef, I have told Losha Lo Nivra ki hu korav lehefsin, nachmas halab. He said Nimnu v'gomru is not what it normally means. Nimnu v'gomru literally means like this. They looked at the 613 mitzvahs and they saw there are 248 mitzvahs essay. 365 mitzvahs lo say. So the opportunity to sin is much greater than the opportunity to do good. Right? Because there are only 248 opportunities to do good. There are 365 opportunities to do not good. So then it's a losing proposition. It's a losing proposition. That right? So that's how the Marshal explains. But says the Rebbe of Shmelke, based on the Gemara in Kedushin on page 16, Memar Ma'alef, where says my choshev shmo amar avasi afil choshev adam lasos mitzvah v'nenas lasa mala chosuv ki ilu asa. Whereas machshava tova hakadosh baruch hu mitzar for the ma'isa, machshava ra'a ina hakadosh baruch hu mitzar for the ma'isa. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says the Rebbe of Shmelke. He says, so Taka, why, you know, why did Hashem create the world? There's no Lo Shanivra. So the Chorot, you have more opportunity. You know why? Because Hashem gives schar also for the machshav. So when you do a good deed, you don't only get schar for the action, you get schar for the machshav. So Meir, 248 comes two. With every good act that you do, goes along with a good thought. And therefore, that's the Chorot. So therefore, you're above the... Oh, so that's what Rebbe Shmelke writes. On page 14, he quotes the Marshal. He quotes the Gemara Erevin. And on page 15, he quotes the Marshal. Then he says, Omnam, the Fimashim, the Mavur. First word in the line is the Mavur. Page 15, on the right. The first word in the line is the Mavur. The Mavur of Kedushin, the Machshav Tova, HaGadosh Baruch Hu Matar Kol HaMaisa, Machshav HaRayinu Matarif, two times 248. But by Mosa says you only get punished for the action. You don't get punished for the machshava. So then it's only 365. So 248 plus 2 is better than 365. So he says, now he says, but even the machshavas were bad. Because Ra'as Adam, that's the Maisa. But the Maisa, okay, but we still have you know, Mrs. Essay, and we have good machshavas, like we said before. But he said, but he saw machshavos libo rak rak hayom. Now they don't have this the svar that we said before. So therefore, he says, vayinachem Hashem ki baras ha'odom, because no losha lo nivra, because without the machshava tova, then taka noch lo nivra. And that's how he explains the pasuk. And then the sefer Atzei Chaim, he says, he quotes this idea of Shmelke of Nicholsburg on page 18, and then on page 19 it says Peresh Rashi Bereishis Bara B'Shvil Yisrael B'Shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis B'Shlom HaKeven D'Nivra HaOlam Makol B'Shvil Yisrael. So what do you mean Bereishis Bara Lokim? Hashem created for Yisrael, but I thought Noach lo shalom livra. He came into Tov shalom livra, Adam came gam kol olam hu. So if it's not good for man to be created, then it's not good for the whole world, because the world was created b'shvil Yisrael. So if it's no, so that's why Bereishis is also what? B'shvil HaTorah shenikra Bereishis. Because hayinu al yidei Torah, to call osik b'Torah ki ilu hikriv olah. In other words, so Bereishis is real Yisrael, but B'shvil HaTorah, because the Torah means then you can have a machshava, you can learn, you can think in learning. So then Bereishis Barlokim, now it makes sense why Hashem created the world, because He's created the world for Yisrael, who's going to do good actions, but also going to learn Torah. If you're learning Torah, then you're going to not have the, only the action, but you can have the machshava, You're going to learn Hilchas Lulav. Not only are you going to shake a Lulav, but you're going to learn about Hilchas Lulav. You're going to think about Hilchas Lulav. So the Mela, that's what it means. Reishas Malokim, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishas, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishas. Because if you wouldn't have both of them, you'd only have the actions, and you wouldn't have any Talmud Torah or thought, then HaKenoch Lo Shalom Nivra. But Reishas Malokim is since Bishvil HaTorah, and that's the word of Rabbi. So he's basically saying what Rabbi Shmelka says, not only the Kavanah of the Mitzvah, but also when you're learning Torah, that's also, because as I said before, the Ikar of Torah is the Machshava. The Ikar of Torah is understanding the Torah, is learning the Torah. So that's balance, tips the scale in our favor. Because now we're not only going to get schar for what? For doing good actions, but when we learn about the good actions, then as well we get schar for that as well. So then the 248 doubles. But at the end of the parsha, when Hashem saw they weren't doing good, but not only they weren't doing good, but their machshava was bad. So now they don't have any. So then, Vayinachem Hashem, he also has Adam. So that's the idea that the Rebbe Rav Shmelka said. And in the Sefer Ach Pri Tvua, says another word that another part of the idea that besides the machshava in the bottom of page 21 in the left v'inei l'dayti yesh lomer v'inei l'chor kosher heich nukho lomer d'tov shalo nivra. How could we say tov shalo nivra? Halo mikra molek siv olam chesed yibonech. Hashem created a world of chesed, that's a good thing. Everyone is far makdoshim. Shirot Hashem and Haiti will be also bar to olam. So Yesh Omar, the woman say for Chobos Alvavos, Shekos of Agam, Shek Tzadikim, Kimurim, Heim Kodmim, Himala, Mibal Tshuva, Mikol Mokim, Rova Torah, Medabe, Mibali Tshuva. So there's also the Torah speaking about Bali Tshuva. The Tzadikim are Muatim. Rak Rubam Zochim Al Yedei Tshuva. Lachain Shapi Amru Nimnu V'gomru Tov Shalom Nivra Dainu Shemona Sharov B'nei Olam U'ma'atim Heim Rak Sheikar HaYeshua Hu Al Yedei HaTshuva. Ikar Yeshua is the Tshuva. Lachain Amru Sheachshav Shenivra Yifash Beish B'masav. So now that they with Nivra, you should do tshuva. Hey, Kasvolana, Vayashem ki Rab Ros, Dainu Ruba Meshoim, Gam ki Yitzhak Machshavazil Rakol Hayom, Veinam Osim Tshuva. So he says what makes the world worthwhile. So there was another pshat besides the Machshava pshat that was the Shvelka. Is okay, we have 365 opportunities to do bad, only 248, but we also have the opportunity to do tshuva. So then it's not also a losing proposition. If when we did anything bad, we couldn't undo it, then in Echanami, it's a losing proposition. But we have an opportunity to do tshuva. That's why he says, Vayar Hashem ki rabos rasa adam, nahayin shem ruben mishoyim, v'gam g'yetzim achshavos lubo rak rak kol ayom, v'inam osim tshuva. Not doing tshuva, then vayinachem Hashem. If they're not even doing tshuva. But so another mahalach is why it's noach lo shenivra is the concept of tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us this opportunity. So Reishis Baralokim is a Shemayim is a Oretz, where I call the Erech Masa Godol B'Kotten, maybe Rav Moshe Shapiro, whoever, Erech Masa Godol B'Kotten, that there is an erech to a maisa gadol and a maisa katan. So everyone should have in mind that they try their best, and it's not all or nothing. You know, I said, you know, there's a mabit by tshuva that says if a person does tshuva, he had charata on the avar and kabbalah losid, but then he repeated the sin again. So he would say the kabbalah losid wasn't so good because he. But he says no, he had charata on the avar, so he did something. ah, he fell in again. Okay. He says, not like lulav. Lulav, if you don't have all the four minims, you don't have anything. You don't have the four parshiyos, you don't have anything. But tshuva, even if he had a charat ala avar, but then the kabbalah ala asid was a little bit weak, it's still something. It's not the best tshuva, but it's still something. And that's, so Hashem likes all types of tzedakahs. Hashem likes tzedakah even though he's stuck, and he likes all types, tzedakahs ahev. In other words, it's special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any Jew who does something good. Has, you know, of course Hashem wants us to do better and continue and do better, but, you know, even if it's not totally Lishma, it's a little bit less, you know, but Tzedakah Sahih. And that's the tremendous Madrega. And the Maisa Katan, as we saw, poor B'Shemesh, he knew something Lishma that could tilt the scale. As well, so that's the Musar Haskel, the first pasuk. Bereishis Elokim is a shemayim and ha'aretz. Not only it means the sky and the earth, but it means actions that are shemayim dikah, like lishma dikah actions, very high level actions, and aretz dikah actions. But both of them Hashem gives chashivas to. That was the Noam Melech Melech's word. So Bez Hashem, as we begin the new year, the new cycle of Parshas HaShavua, so we should realize this idea. We shouldn't, you know, of course a person wants to be perfect. It's not all or nothing. We don't say if you're not perfect, so then don't do it. But we should try never to say that we're going to, out of laziness, we're going to be less than what we could. In other words, you shouldn't, because then you can always say, I'll be lazy. Ah, Hashem likes everything. So that's not a good attitude. You're going to try your best, whatever you do. Ah, even if you try your best, sometimes it'll be short of perfection. So what? Hashem tzedakah sahev. But Hashem doesn't like when people just rely on this to just be lazy, because, no, we're not lazy. We come every day to shiur, we try our best. We're not lazy. But and afal pi kein, the mice is not always the perfect mice. Hashem Baruch Hakim Shemayim V'Saras Erech Maisa Gadol V'Katan, as Rav Moshe Shapira pointed out this title, and that's our as Hashem, that's our goal in life. But to keep going, to keep plugging. This is Olam Ha'asiyah. Sukkos tells us Olam Ha'asiyah Tasa V'Lo Ben Osoy. You know, it's Tasa, it's doing. As Hashem, we should be people with a lot of good Maisim together with good Machshavas. And with Siruf together, and with the ability to do tshuva, with all these Sirufim again, Nochlo Lodom Shenivra. And then we have to have that attitude.